ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
आप सबकी स्नेह भरी यादें लेकर,
कैरिंग ऑल ऑफ योर लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद माय सेल्फ,
के पास पहुंची।
एज आई रीच्ड सटल रीजन,
पहले से ही बहुत भाई बहने,
I saw that many, many brothers and sisters were already standing in front of Baba.
Baba एक एक को दृष्टि देते हुए बोले,
while giving each one दृष्टि, Baba said,
विश्व के सामने,
all of my children,
दर्शने मूर्त हैं,
the images,
भक्तों के लिए,
of those who give visions for the world, they are
बाप की प्रत्यक्षता के लिए,
monuments of success in front of the devotees,
सबके सामने हैं,
they are like mirrors in front of all.
बाप को भी यही अच्छा लगता है कि मेरे बच्चे ऐसे example,
Baba likes to say that my his children have become examples and models to be able to reveal the Father and experience their perfect stage. So as Baba was speaking, each one's perfect stage became visible. And from each one's form was visible the present Brahmin form, and then the second second, the next second, the future deity form was visible. Baba was shouting a lot of love, and Baba was making them dance, the avyakt dance. After a few seconds, Baba said, today Baba is going to take the children to such a place where they will experience, they'll have experiences of the future world. As Baba said this, at a very far distance was a curtain, a veil, and behind that curtain were different scenes of the future world. It was very difficult to reach that place. So the children started to say, Baba, how can we reach that place? Baba explained, what is difficult for you children? The Father is with you. And so some kind of method or means will be made available for you. So as Baba said this, a flying vehicle appeared in front of each child. Each child had their own individual flying vehicle. So Baba said, sit in these, and as you try to sit in the flying vehicle, the first step of the vehicle, on the first step was written, the one to follow the Father's Srimat, elevated direction. So as they placed their step on that consciousness, they were able to climb. But if someone was not following the Srimat, the step was shaking, moving upwards, moving to the side. And again Baba reminded them, children, stabilize yourself in the real stage of following Srimat and then place your steps. So as they placed their step in that consciousness, they were able to sit in the flying vehicle. There was a handle there. Some children, out of their own arrogance, were adding something. They are adding, putting their own thoughts to it. This handle is not so good. This is this way, that way. And so as they were putting some addition, adding their own thoughts, it was as though the handle was disappearing or the vehicle started to shake. And thirdly, the seat, many children were able to sit on the seat, but some were starting to correct. The seat is not good. They were trying to find fault with the seat. So as they started to do that, the seat was disappearing. And then they started remembering, Baba, Baba. Baba then said, children, what do you have to do? If you need to reach your destination, you are making good efforts. You are making good spiritual effort, but from time to time, what do the children do? The children sometimes mix their own thoughts within Srimad, within the elevated direction, and as they do that, then although they are placing the right step ahead, they start to fluctuate. The step starts to shake. So where you start to add your own thoughts to Baba Srimad or whatever Baba has shared, you add things to Baba Srimad, then even though you have the hand of cooperation from Baba, you're not able to experience it totally. Thirdly, Baba said, there are many children who even now they get stuck in situations and get stuck in correcting people or situations, they waste their time in that. So as they start to waste their time, then that form of perfection, even though it's in front of them, they find it to be very far from them. From the start, Baba has already given the children a very beautiful responsibility. Baba has given the children the responsibility of the task of world transformation. The children are engaged in that. However, sometimes they add their own thoughts in Srimad, or secondly, they start to correct others, they bring in that kind of correction, and then they're not able to be successful as they should be. They're not able to reach their destination. They get stuck in the middle. So once again, Baba tried to see the children in their flying vehicle and reminded them, what do you have to think? Remember that each scene of drama is beneficial. Each child's speciality, each child's part in the drama, whatever they've received from the father according to the time, they're following through with that in their efforts. So while looking at each one's part, each one's role, maintain your happiness, sing the praise of each one's specialities. Thirdly, Baba said, Baba has given you the seat, given you the right to the seat of self-respect. So Baba has given you that right to sit yourself on that seat. The seat is very powerful. All the powers are merged in that seat of self-respect. So, while experiencing all powers, keep the model of the future form in front of you. You have to reach your future stage, the future form, and you also have to complete the task of world transformation fast. And then, so everyone stabilized themselves in that stage, and the flying vehicles left off. They reach that curtain, and behind the curtain is a very beautiful model of the new world. And there is also an image of the world globe, which was fully lit. It's a very beautiful scene. So Baba has placed this model in front of you, but in order to make that practical, Baba has already shared with you the method. So the children have to speed up their efforts in this, do it with dedication from your mind and heart, and this task will be completed very soon. Baba shared remembrances with everyone and then said, the children have come to Baba's home. Baba is very pleased to see the beloved children, showers them with a lot of love. Baba was giving drishti to all the children, and each one was receiving blessing through that drishti. I then offered bhog to Baba. And after bhog, there were some souls who had offered bhog for certain souls. Baba emerged all those individuals in front of him, gave them drishti, and gave them special experiences. Acha Om Shanti.